This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
There's a bathroom inside. That's a normal bathroom. This is just so you could look at guys' wangs.
That's interesting.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
How's your coffee?
It's going to be dynamite.
Do you want to hear the rest of that story?
Or yeah. I like to, you know, we do the pre-show, of course. If you go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can watch live as we record the show, get it ad-free. Plus, you get those big pre and post shows. You can get them after the fact, too, if you don't watch them live. You don't give us any books. You go to YouTube. You go to Rooster Teeth. You go to podcast services. You get it there. So I like the tease.
Yeah.
Because like, it's just like me, right? I walked out during the pre-show. I said, when I come back and I sit down, the show starts.
Yeah.
I sat down. You're peeing outside while people look at your wang.
Yeah.
What else is there to start?
No, that's pretty much it.
Stand-up comedy.
Yeah, then you did stand-up comedy in front of, so everybody could just see your dick?
I didn't realize that was like a thing that they do there. It's like a kink thing at the bar specifically. You can go to the normal bathroom if you don't want people to see your pee-pee.
Sure, but yeah. You don't mind.
I mean, I don't know. It's the only part of my body I actually like.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm down if other people want to see it. But
it's eerie sometimes how it all syncs up. Because I did want to talk about something very similar here. I'll get to it in one second.
We're all the same person.
Over here, the Hispanic heartthrob, Andy Cortez.
Hey, guys. A lot of people giving me shit about not eating a torta. In the comments from last week.
Yeah? Like, what about it?
Also, I'm a little upset.
Tacos are our main export. Listen. Like, there isn't one person in my predominantly like Spanish-speaking family who's eating a torta. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Torta. I don't even want to say
it. I love how you say it with disgust, like a
because,
gringo.
Because I looked at it, and it's like, this looks like a burger. This isn't like something like we just say tacos and fajitas and botanas. You have a botana?
No, yeah, but I want to.
A botana is like
with
a
those.
A botana is a giant platter just full of fucking like fajitas and chips and cheese and guacamole. It's like a giant platter.
Fuck,
it's like
we're
partying tonight.
Great.
Yeah, but a lot of people like you know checking my Mexican card. I was like, well, first off, I don't speak Spanish very good, so that should have been your first. Should have been your first indication. But like, you know, I haven't eaten a torta. Fuck.
That's the big problem with you, and it's hard for us to say because we're three white guys at the table. But it just seems like you're really bad at being Mexican.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the Mexican. I think it's just like a human being. Like, because here's the thing.
You're mad at being
mac and cheese. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Corn dogs were a thing. It's just like, I'm not surprised you didn't have. If you were like, oh man, I've never had a taco, I'd be like, that's Andy. You know?
But like, I haven't had a torta.
Your teeth fell out too that time.
Yeah, but that's different though.
My tooth fell out.
But like,
out,
I just feel like
eating fajita.
It's
that's what it was.
I just feel like growing up in Southern California, tortas weren't a thing.
Same with
I only know it from taco trucks. Yeah. Like I said, Ryan Geddes back at IGN when the taco truck would roll up and we'd all go get tacos or burritos, he would get a torta. Mm-hmm.
Like it was always I guess it's on the menu torta. I've ever gone, but it's not the go to thing.
Barrett, can you show me some photos of tortas?
Not torta trucks.
Tortas.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, taco trucks.
Yeah,
burrito trucks, chili trucks,
Teenage Mutant Ninja Tortas.
There you go. Just throw me up a torta because it's another one. I see people eating them. Yeah, see.
It looks good. Also, it looks disgusting.
What? Yeah,
I wouldn't say it looks disgusting.
No, it does. That does because it's got the smush. I don't like that. I don't like it when the thing like I like a Cubano once in a while when I can psych myself up that I'm gonna be greasy. Like, it's gonna be greasy. We're gonna roll on a pit of grease.
Oh no, Cool Greg, you can never eat one of these. The ingredients for the one
disgusting.
The ingredients for the one we were looking at was one cup of mayonnaise.
Gross. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, if somebody said, hey, if you grab a plate of tacos or something and then you take this
why do you say it like because I'm trying to get your cred back.
No,
it's gone.
No.
You're white.
If you do a split screen of that image and then a plate of tacos, it's like
no fucking contest.
Which is the more Mexican Latino
tacos,
thing? The
tacos,
not the fucking Subway sandwich that they sell during like fucking the 16 de septiembre or some bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. It's mio, yeah.
My buddy, growing up, my buddy Todd's mom, he was half Irish, half Mexican.
You know Todd's mom.
Yeah, Todd's mom. My buddy Todd's mom used to make tacos, but she would make them. She'd make the taco, roll it, put a toothpick in it, and then fry it. And it was like, it's basically like a taquito, but instead of rolling it, you just, Is that what it is?
Yeah. Flautas are like the super fried.
And then you could pry it open and stuff cheese in it.
Dude,
and
Underdogs.
Snack back. Fuck, it was
their
so
flautas are on another goddamn level.
Really?
Is that what a flauta
never
is?
Had them.
They're so good.
Have I been eating flautas this entire time? I didn't know.
I think you're ordering flautas. You don't remember that? Rounding out the group, of course, Forbes 30 under 30. A.K.A. the best baby blues in San Francisco. A.K.A. the verified one at Tim Gettys.
That's the most. I love that Lizzo's just staring into my eyes.
I love that we all look like we got the note that to wear black shirts.
You're the one
to
shoot who fucked the gig,
but nobody said just all blacks.
I mean, he didn't fuck up. He just needs to stand up a little bit.
He's got too much color.
Yeah, but there's the white text.
We got the monochrome here, and then he's got the red Lizzo
down there.
It doesn't count if there's color on the shirt, Tim.
This shirt with you in it.
I'm in. Please. Can we
it should be Joey Noel when she's dressed as the old
woman. That's the old woman. The glass of wine would have to
Joey, please, can we just totally rip the shirt off?
There'd have to be way more wine in this glass. Like, it would have to be like a magnum opus.
Is there any wine in the glass?
Magnum opus.
It's her there, you know? So here's something I noticed this morning.
Yes.
Back to what we're talking about with your pee-pee hanging out. Pee-pee. Over the weekend, and this is, hold on 1 second. Yeah. So housekeeping for you. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Kieran O'Donnell. Today we're brought to you by Upstart and Muggsy.
KOD.
KOD indeed.
Kieran O'Donnell.
I'll tell you about that later. Also remember in housekeeping stuff, right? Love, Sex, and Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Back 2-hour call-in show, twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Friday, this very Friday, you might be getting this.
And to be clear, this is a one-off special.
Okay.
Yes.
The tweet
that announced it, I think, kind of might have implied that it was a series. People asking if it's going to be on podcasts and stuff. Instead of doing 8 small episodes, we're doing 1 2-hour freaking.
Great idea. I love it.
Ride-a-thon.
Just 1-foot-long episode.
Hell yeah.
Oh, God. What I was going to there, right, is that we are not sponsored by Manscaped today. So this is an actual testimonial. I was shaving my balls yesterday, right, in there with the manscaping tool, doing the whole thing. No, nothing got snagged. Nothing got cut.
Is that
great
a fight
stuff.
You feel like you can win? Or is it one just like...
Which one?
The shaving your balls? How hairy are we down there for you?
Well, I mean, not now that I'm manscaped, not that much. Good for you. Know what I mean? But then the thighs, of course, hairy. And then, of
Where
course,
do you stop?
Here's... Exactly the point, everybody. All right, and I won't show anybody anything. I'm gonna get graphic here, Andy.
This is perfect. You might need to call in this week.
Maybe. Well, no, because it's not a problem. It's just an interesting thing that both I overlooked and Andy overlooked.
I have a feeling if you were to drop your pants and we were to look at you right now, there'd be a problem.
I'm just saying this is something I overlooked and something Andy overlooked. Mm-hmm. Where it's I did the whole manscaping business, you know what I mean? And I stopped and I took my shower and I went about my day yesterday. Today I'm butt naked in front of the mirror there getting ready. And what I noticed is, of course, Andy shaved the bat symbol into my chest. Shirtless Batman, of course. We're doing kayfabe right now, right? Yeah. And so he went down and he stopped right as you crest. Right as you crest over the belly into where the pants sit because I wear them too low because I'm fat. However, then when I shave my pubes, that I don't count that as pubes, obviously. That's my chest hair, right? I stopped shaving my pubes where that began. So for some reason, because we both have this oversight, I have this one weird hairline here of just uncut chest hair / pube hair right there across the underside of the belly.
Do you think do you think the molecules on this area are like, oh, we don't know what's on the other side? The people down there are like, oh, we don't cross the wall.
Yeah, my favorite part of that things are. My favorite part of that is that you still refer to that as chest hair.
Right, what do you call it? Stomach hair?
Torso hair.
Yeah,
where do your pubes begin?
Your pubes are very clearly the pube area. The chest is just here. Anything here.
So what do you... Your belly. What is this?
It's tummy hair.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we're just talking about... But I appreciate...
I'm just looking for a clear line of where... So like
a delineation?
Is this still... He figured my pants... Right now, my pants are hanging low because I haven't pulled them up. Right? So I don't... None of this... Pube is like below the belt, right?
Yeah.
So right here above on my little gut there, I just have this little crop thing here.
Yeah,
little,
you go. Well, let's put it this ditch. Way: if you were to let when you let the chest hair grow back, I assume you're not. Gonna
oh, it's on
keep
its
the
way. It's on its way
back forever.
But for the record, DC Comics, I'm ready to shave it in Rocksteady Games, WB Montreal. Whenever you need shirtless Batman, he will really.
I mean, the DC whatever the fuck Crisis on Infinite Earths or whatever, they're adding new cast members daily.
I know, right? Let me in there. Black Lightning over me. Come on.
Yeah.
Bullshit. I feel like you let it all grow in, and then that will dictate where the,
oh, it'll be fine,
where the line needs to be.
Yeah. It'll come back. Yeah.
See, my thing is, I kind of just blend it out. Just blend it out. I don't like there to be. I don't want to see the island in the middle of the ocean. You know what I mean? I kind of like so everything to just kind of get back onto the shore.
Sure.
A little bit.
I have like, you know, I don't have really any body hair. I have my legs are hairy. I'll say that. But like my chest, I have maybe 10 hairs on my chest area. Some hair around the nips. And then I have, like, one hair right here that I always kind of forget grows. And every once in a while, I'll catch a glance and be like, oh my God, it's like an inch long. I got just one single. Boop. Yeah. It's really, really bizarre. And then I get a little spider cobweb, white hair, clear hair right here.
I don't like that.
It's like in my temple. And it's another one of those things that I won't notice for 2 months until I notice it. And it's like that long, maybe 2 inches long.
It's crazy.
And it's like a little, it's the thinnest fucking material you'll ever see in your life. In your life.
Again, staring at myself today, getting an eyeful. I was like, I got to start manscaping my armpit hair too.
Yeah, you got to.
Because it's just outrageous. You know what I mean?
Well, that's easy.
Do you do it?
I used to. It was too itchy. And then I realized, like, I don't have that much hair.
I got tons.
I'm like the Charmeleon level of hair when it comes to us. Okay. Where it's just like middle. It's just, I don't have that much going on. It's just kind of like I have chest hair, but it's like just like a weird triangle. My whole body hair kind of just looks like an hourglass.
I'm like, yeah.
You got that hourglass figure. That's what everybody wants.
I do. That's what they're looking for.
Yeah.
No. So you're saying you think that we go to the skin? I don't go to the skin.
Oh, you're like,
I just trim down.
What are you doing to your armpit?
I trim them down. Get them like maybe a half an inch.
Okay.
That's about it. I don't like to go. I don't go all the way down to the skin because then you're right. You get a little itch factor.
Yeah.
But I don't put
like a one or a two or a three or whatever. I just use the straight, like the actual.
Yeah. Just go in
the razor and I'll just kind of like. Yeah. Just trim it down. Trim a little bit.
Well, wouldn't that be bare?
You don't go all the way down.
If the hair's like this, then I'll just like.
You just take the top off. Because sometimes the guard, because you're it's concave, it's difficult to get it in there. So yeah, you just take the normal and just kind of open it up and just kind of eyeball it.
Sure.
Try to take a little inch off of it.
It holds a lot of body hair or a lot of body scent as well.
Sure.
The hair.
The musk. Mm. Yeah, you know.
You trim that shit down, there's less area for those molecules. Little stowaways.
Yeah, yeah.
Those little scent molecules.
Matthew McConaughey, you know, he doesn't wear deodorant. At least based on an interview from like 2010, I read. I don't know what it's changed.
From 2010?
Because he wanted his pheromones. He wanted his pheromones. He's like Poison Ivy, but in Matthew McConaughey.
There's nothing worse than because in comedy, going back to bringing it back full circle, there's always this thinky comic, and everyone knows who he is. And it's like, oh, fuck, he's at the mic because he's this thinky comic. Because he probably
is. Is it you?
No, it's never me.
Yeah.
I'm never stinky.
I know. No, you smell good. I agree.
It's weird.
I'm rarely stinky as well.
It's one of my.
But when I do work out, that's when I start.
You bring the stink.
Yeah,
I see. I don't like I, because there are guys in jiu-jitsu that fucking stink, and a lot of the times it's because they're, like the gi will suck it in, and they're not washing it properly.
You've warned me about this with my Under Armour shirts before.
The Under Armour shirts, the fucking worst.
The stink.
Yeah, there's a difference. Like a lot of guys will wear Under Armour shirts. It's that dry wicking material, and that stuff fucking like the bacteria gets in there and never goes out for some reason. With rash guards, normal rash guards, I just douse that shit with
gasoline.
No, not bleach. You can't use bleach because if the bleach stays on there and people rub against it, it can irritate your skin.
Seems like an advantage to me.
Yeah.
But with rash guards, no, you use vinegar.
Oh.
You put like a cupful of vinegar in, and it doesn't smell like vinegar when it's done. Mm. It just, the vinegar kills all the bacteria. For some reason, it just works. I don't know why. And then you use also detergent as well, so it washes out that vinegary smell. It comes out just smelling like normal.
We talked a lot about manscaping. And I won't let us move on until we talk about Matt Scarpino.
Oh,
because
God.
There's something about him.
He's
that
so
any chance Nick gets, he brings up the phrase that he is shaved from eyebrows down. And like, I remember when you first told me that, it was like back when we worked at IGN, and like, I had only met Matt like once or twice, and we're just walking, getting coffee, and I don't know why you brought it up, because it was not part of the conversation. You're just like, yeah, man, my brother just from the eyebrows down. He's like a seal. And like, there's nothing about Matt Scarpino and like a seal
that you want to hear.
It's like, I don't know. But then I'll never forget going to, it must have been your bachelor party, and seeing him in the pool. And it's like, holy shit.
He's a beluga.
He is just straight up smooth, man.
My brother, somewhere along around 1996, 1995, somebody told him that it was, if you had no hair on your body, it looked better for definition or whatever it was. So he's just been fighting this war against body hair. I mean, to the point where he used to shave his arms, everything. Like, you'd feel it, and you'd be like, why is it so, it's so weird? And he's like, I don't like the hairy arms. I'm like, we don't have that. Like, my arms aren't that hairy.
No.
And his would look like mine. It's not like my dad where, like, you know, you hit 60 as an Italian, you turn into a fucking gorilla. Like, I'm just like, I don't get it. I don't understand. Dude. No chest hair, no underarm hair, nothing. Just big baby.
It's weird. He just came out of a fucking like a test tube or something.
But his wife and I would commiserate on it. We would be like, Because I'd look at him like, why? Because he'd rub up against you every once in a while by accident. Because he also just,
he's
just
slipping,
he's a bigger guy, and he'll rub up against you like, God damn it! Like, because you'll get pricklies from the arm and ears. And I'm like, why? Sure. And I remember I was staying at his house one time. I'm like, why? Do you, I get the chest, sure, but why the arms? And I think it's because once you do the chest, it looks weird. Like, where's the line that you stop? So we just kept going.
It's the Greg Miller problem.
Hence why I got a belly belt here now. You know,
and like, belt. And like, I'm just like, let everything grow out a little bit. And his wife was just shaking her head at me. She's like, I have this conversation with him once a week, and he just won't. And finally, we got him to grow the arm hair back out. But it was a struggle.
It's a little victory.
It was
though.
A struggle.
Yeah. I have a good headline for this episode, so I don't want to stop. It comes from Mike Gibby Gibson, who wrote into patreon.com/kindoffunny. Short version, does Batman masturbate? Greg voice. Hear me out! This could be a really dumb or inappropriate simple yes or no question or topic, or it could be the start of something beautiful. Consider this. We all know that the Caped Crusader, Tim voice, gets his fuck on. Talia, Catwoman, Batgirl, etc. But does the master of countless martial arts and scientific disciplines ever entertain the concept of polishing the old penguin? If so, how? Maybe Bats has a knight to himself in the cave, notices Alfred is off duty, then takes out his Batmite and beats it like an escaped Joker. Can you see him with one bat boot off, junk in hand, and proudly displaying the shave face? Is he human enough to enjoy the ancient art of the slow jerk? Perhaps he likes to buzz Alfred from upstairs and challenges himself to see if he can finish before being caught.
We're reading fan fiction.
I'm into it. I'm feeling it. Or sadly, maybe he's too tired to jerk it, but his mind floats back to his parents' death and he can't finish.
Oh, no.
I'm sure Nick could help Batman find some orphan porn.
Orphan porn.
Anyway, thanks for considering this clearly intellectual question. Keep up the great content and keep fucking that chicken, Gibby.
This is a great question, and I actually have some excellent insight that I gained this weekend, actually. One of Cool Greg's best friends. One of Cool Greg's best friends came over, and we're all hanging out. And this is a kid that they went to middle school with. They went to middle school together. I grew up with him. He's, for all intents and purposes, family. It's not Ruben. Haven't seen him in a very long time, but every time
Jay
I do.
Jay-Easy?
I'm going to say his name. His name is True.
Yeah, I knew that was. I knew there was.
And he's this little hellion of a kid. All right, always up to mischief. It's like you cannot see him for 10 years. You see him once, and you're like, all right, I've had enough. In the best way, you know what I mean. The first words he said to me after I haven't seen him for probably 4 years, he takes his hat off and he was bald. He's like, hey, I got big Vin Diesel vibes right now, huh? The most important thing about family, and he already fucked up the quote. I'm like, I hate you. I fucking hate you. So that was the first thing he said to me. The second thing was he tried to sell me. Nick, look me in the eyes.
I'm here.
He tried to sell me on edging.
Yeah.
Okay. What's edging? I've heard it before.
Edging. Damn it.
I love it.
Edging is when. Cool Greg's gone. Edging is when you do not climax. You get close to climax, but you don't allow yourself to come.
Yeah. Sure. Tantric.
No. And close.
Yeah, and you decide. But he's doing this for a purpose because he believes that it is enhancing his life force.
But is he doing it to himself?
Yes.
That's weird.
Yes. And then he went into way too much detail about it. I got to imagine Batman is an edgelord.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You think he is masturbating, but not coming.
Six, seven times a day, mastering, not coming.
Just building it up?
Building up his life force.
I feel like it's the opposite, where he never touches himself, but every once in a while when he's like beating a perp or a suspect, he just...
he gets an awkward boner.
The guy's like,
he's beating up, a bunch of bank robbers. Be like, wait, stop. Do you have an erection right now?
Is that the Batarang or what's going on in your pants right now? And he's just like, Don't look at me.
I'm breaking news from Cool Greg here.
Bruh, so it's going to be hard to show them, and I apologize about that. But I'll be like, dude, what you doing today? And he just sends me a gif of Edge.
Yeah.
Fuck. I love that he just discovered
the wrestler.
And it's the gif. Barrett, can you Google Edge WWE gif?
Okay. That is...
You know it. It's him looking around the ring like this.
That is so fucking... What movie was it where... There was... It was a movie or a TV show where like a sports star had been like... been super popular since he was like young, so he never masturbated and then discovered it and that became his entire life.
It's the one right with underneath that one with the rope across his nose.
Yeah, that's the one they're talking about. The one that's like cut in half is really funny.
So yeah, where they cut out the rope. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's down there. Go right.
Oh my God.
Down, down, down.
Freaky. That's so freaky.
Right, right. Yeah.
Oh, the internet.
He looks like Stain, the hero killer Stain.
Well, can you imagine my brother just chilling, hitting up his friend?
What are you doing?
And he responds with this, knowing damn well what that means.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. Wait, what does it mean? I mean,
so is Edge.
Ah!
He's teasing the dong.
So is this just his way to.
You didn't explain the life force thing.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh. I didn't get that far. You know what I mean? This kid
cut off the conversation.
He was back on some Vin Diesel like hype. I don't know what the fuck happened. It was a hurricane, a tornado of true.
Okay.
But yeah, Life Force, man. Got an edge for it, I guess. What is Life Force, Greg? Did he ever explain to you?
I mean, he has a lot. I make fun of him so much while he's talking about it and call it silly that I don't really pay attention. Can you hear me, Greg? But basically, he's just saying when he busts or whatever, he doesn't think straight. So the longer he goes without busting, the clearer he thinks. And every time he busts, he's getting rid of his life force. And I'm like, you're a fucking idiot.
Nick, what's your take on this?
You got some weird ass friends. Okay, look, I'm all for like, let's all have a fun talk about sex and like our sexuality and all that stuff. And I totally appreciate that we should, you know, it's important for people to not be shamed or stigmatized about this. But this is some shit you keep to yourself. You know what I mean? This is some shit you just don't tell people that you do. I don't think we're ever going to evolve as a human species to where this is a good topic of conversation over dinner. What'd you do yesterday? 8 hours of touching my dick once per 30 seconds. We're gonna stop right there.
Apparently, if you don't climax, it helps you build facial hair a lot faster. It helps you grow facial hair a lot faster.
That seems like it. Yeah.
What? Like if you go a month without jerking off, your facial hair will come in a lot stronger, but you will also get a lot of bad acne issues.
Yeah, this is all no. This that's is all this old lifestyle. Yeah,
really.
I feel like that's the same reason why, like, when athletes are like, "We're not gonna have sex for an entire season" or whatever. That it's just all wives' tale shit.
Right, boxers do that too, right?
Yeah, they just
like boxers
don't
want to
bang
people.
A lot of people
want
energy in or whatever it is, and it's
life force.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is.
Maybe it works.
See, I think it's just the exhaustion angle that makes the most sense.
Barrett, can you do some googling of life force?
I just feel like once you, I think there's like there is for sure a hormone dump when you get off. Right. This is there's definitely a decrease in specific hormones. I don't know which ones, but like I imagine that if you didn't do that for a long time, you might feel differently, which is interesting. But
the budget was $25 million and it made $11 million.
When a space mission involving American and British astronauts encounters an alien craft, the humanoids within are brought aboard the shuttle. All right. There you go.
Back on Earth, one of the extraterrestrials who appears to be a gorgeous woman, Matilda May, proceeds to suck the life force out of various Londoners.
Oh my God. Yes, please leave a review as Kevin Coelho. But try to channel Kevin. So be like, this movie was sorely lacking. I give it 2 thumbs up, my highest rating.
Highest possible score.
Highest possible score. 2 thumbs up and a glass of chocolate milk.
I really do think that your facial hair will grow in stronger, though.
No, that's not true.
That sounds just as dumb as the life force thing, Andy. Come on.
I could have sworn I read it somewhere.
That's like, remember when you were growing up and like maybe this, let me dial that back. This is definitely what I don't think it applies to everyone on the table. But I remember when you're growing up, you're a young lad, you know, you got your junk, you got this penis, you don't know what's going on with it. I remember when they were telling kids at the lunchroom table were like, yo, Cheetos uses whatever dye, yellow 6 or whatever, and if you eat that, it'll make your dick small. And everybody's like, holy fuck, is that true? We didn't know. No internet. We didn't have the internet back then.
A similar thing in Ohio, that's what we thought Mountain Dew was. Mountain Dew was killing your
Mountain Dew
your
and
semen.
Surge.
Yeah.
Bunch of idiots in Ohio.
I feel like I believe that.
You said that no. We're all idiots.
Yeah. Kids are dumb idiots.
In Riverside, they're like, if you smoke, it's gonna hurt you. I was like, fucking mad.
Still a myth.
Still about
it's an old wives' tale.
Make you shorter. Like whatever.
Flint, Michigan's like, oh, we can't drink the water. We're like, it's fine.
Yeah,
just do it. You're fine. Fine. Batman jerks off. Sure, everybody jerks off.
Does he?
I don't think he does it like we do it. No, I don't think he's doing it like, oh man, I'm fucking bored.
Cries
Bruce Wayne does Batman.
I don't think
Batman's Batman.
He wears Bruce the suit the mask. as a power.
I mean,
trip,
that doesn't matter.
But I don't think Bruce Wayne does.
Then yours doesn't matter.
No, but Bruce, it doesn't matter if it's the mask or the hero or whatever the fuck. Like, one of them does and one of them doesn't.
The question I have.
Bruce Wayne's fake. Bruce Wayne died in that alley. Batman was born.
Here's the question I have, though. What kind of porn is Batman watching?
It's a good question.
While he's jerking off.
It's a good question.
Do you see what I'm saying? Do you think Batman's super into Mish?
Fucking OMAC or whatever up in the sky. He's just watching people in the shower. He's doing whatever he wants. Amanda Waller. It's a power move.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I fucking got you, Suicide Squad lady.
Fucking showering off, little towel off.
Exactly. It's exactly what he does.
Do you think he ever hacks into the cameras in Arkham Asylum and he's just jacks off looking at the Joker?
No. Well, maybe probably once or twice, actually.
Like, I fucking got you.
Because it's a hacker. It's the thing that escalates. Oh, yeah. Batman's got it. He's a hacker whacker.
Didn't you see The Dark Knight, where he used all the cell phones to make the cell phone monitor, and then
but it was only
at
good
the
for
end
Lucius
of it,
Fox.
He blew it up, and Lucius Fox was like, first off, I respect you, but second off, this thing costs millions. Like, what?
Yeah.
This is
we just showed the power of it.
Yeah.
We just saved a lot of lives using this. Should we not blow it up? Maybe I, Lucius Fox, should lose the moral high ground.
Yeah, maybe I realize this is actually a pretty important tool, and also this costs millions. Millions.
A lot
and
of money.
We're on our company's going bankrupt.
Oh, the Tumblr.
Oh, the Tumblr? Oh, you wouldn't want that.
How do you feel about constant surveillance?
Constant surveillance?
Yeah.
We live in a surveillance. We're in it right now.
Who cares? Take
That's
a
where
look.
You live, bro.
Get a
what,
wide
what are
eye
your thoughts,
of it, you
Andy?
Know?
I don't know. I'm always of the mind of like, and it's the worst mindset to have, and it's the one that everybody hates, but it's like if it helps us be safer, right? If it helps find criminals out there doing really, really sure. fucked up shit. Then, is it a greater good thing sort of thing? You know what I mean?
It boils down to this for me. Like, if you're outside in public, you're there's a camera on you. I'm okay with that. You're out in public, that is fine. And more often than not, Kevin has the camera and he's following me.
It's catching me
fart all the time. Because
you
told him to.
So that I don't mind about. It really boils down to, like, when you're in your home and there's, like, devices and stuff listening
sure,
to you.
Sure,
yeah.
That starts to creep me out a little bit.
I'm thinking more of, like, the CCTV stuff.
Oh, that shit's fine. I mean, who cares? To me, that is one of those things where I'm like, I don't have an expectation of privacy if I'm at a fucking 7-Eleven. You know, like, I'm not going to go in there and, like, and expect that that some camera's not going to pick me up. It's just the way we go.
And in fact, I do hope that there was surveillance today at that 7-Eleven because it smelled so bad.
Whatever the fuck
And
happened.
I wanted to look at the camera and be like, why does it smell so bad in here, dude?
Someone's behind the board is just like...
Was it smell like poop or something else?
No.
It smelled like someone fucking shit on a torta and then threw it into a grill for 45 minutes. It was burned... It just smelled like burned torta.
Word of the week torta.
It wasn't
Can I say it like Andy?
But it was torta. It was that, but then it was also a very extreme smell of like some sort of cleaning solution. Like
so
they were
trying
well,
to
someone
mix
was
it.
Trying to,
yeah.
to solve the problem.
It was bad.
Yeah.
They Kevin'd it.
It
that,
was terrible.
That 7-Eleven over there is always chaos.
Fair?
Yes.
Oh yeah. No,
and
no,
I've been to 7-Elevens before where we're like, okay, this is actually kind of a mellow 7-Eleven, but they're most for the most part there's always an under
chill 7-Eleven. I could start a life here.
Well, I used to go to 7-Eleven
and have a family.
I used to go to 7-Eleven in Irvine where me and my buddies, because we didn't have any money, we'd all just pull and get a pack of cigarettes and then sit outside the 7-Eleven and smoke cigarettes until the guy told us to leave.
There are good 7-Eleven. They're few and far between.
What I'll say is I've never been to a 7-Eleven, even mellow, that doesn't have an underlying current of tension in there. You know?
Any second it could pop the fuck
off. You walk in, you're like, it's quiet. But does that mean it's mellow? You know? Like the guy behind the desk, always behind the counter is always a little on edge. And you're like, is this the one guy that thought it was cool to strap the fucking shotgun underneath it, you know? So you can just pull the trigger and shoot whoever's in front of him without having to pull it out.
Wyatt Earp style.
Exactly. But this one over here is not that. This is the guy is like, it's like when you see a mom in a Starbucks and she had to have the fourth kid. She just had to have that fourth kid. And she's just gone. Like, I don't care about anything anymore. I'm just spaced out. One of the kids climbing up the ceiling like a fucking demon. And you're like, is the kid? And it just falls behind her and she doesn't care because she's got 10 more coming on the way. That's what this 7-Eleven is. That dude was wide-eyed and just was like, what's going on, man?
Eyes in the back of his head.
And Andy and I are like, the second we walked in, I was like, that's whatever the smell is disgusting. By the time we got over to the 5-hour energy drink, which was, by the way, just 5 feet from the entrance, I was getting a headache already. This guy's been there all day. Lord knows what that did to his body chemistry. It was bad. Yeah. Bad. That whole little mini mart's terrible.
Can I tell the
story? Yeah, I can't believe that's why you stopped there.
With your beef?
You got a beef with 7-Eleven?
The quick version.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a 7-Eleven near where my brother used to live. That he lived there for years. And we go to the 7-Eleven as much as you imagine. Cool Greg's going to a 7-Eleven constantly.
Oh,
right?
I love 7-Eleven.
And there's this dude that for over 10 years has worked there.
Yeah.
And
real quick, time out. Are you, is part of you going there because you want to live like the Simpsons and like have like that Quickie Mart experience and like you're a regular there?
I stop going to stores once I get that relationship. Okay. I hate that small talk.
Okay.
So there's this dude. He hates the small talk, but if you know Cool Greg, he's all about the
handshakes. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just saying what's up to people.
Is that what that is?
And yeah. Cool. So
For fun on Twitter, go ahead and just go into the gift section and put in Watto and look for the kind of funny gift that's Watto coming on set and Barrett being so mad and Cool Greg fist bumping Watto. It's my favorite.
But Cool Greg would know this guy because he'd go there so often. So when he'd be like, what's up, man? And like they would just do it, and that was it for years and years and years. One time, he did this. It was like midnight or something like that. And he's at the 7-Eleven, goes to do it to this guy. The guy's talking to one of his friends or something. And Cool Greg just being like, hey, what's up, man? And then he looked at this guy that he didn't know and was just like, hey, what's up, dude? And like puts his hand out. The guy like loses his shit at my brother.
He definitely was stressing out for something. Like, he probably went to the guy's job to be like, hey, I'm going through this or something. But I didn't realize that because he lost his shit at me trying to shake his hand.
And, what was his initial thing? Just, why are you trying to touch me?
What the fuck you? I don't know you, man. What you trying to shake my hand for, bro? Why are you walking up on us like that? I'm like, oh,
gotcha.
Shit.
You're like, I'm a regular here?
Y'all at the front door.
Like, damn. And anyway, my brother gets banned from 7-Eleven after that. This dude straight up won't let him fucking go in.
Dude, 7-Eleven needs to get their fucking policy.
Can we film
right?
this? Can okay. we send your brother there with a camera?
Dude, and I've seen it. There's been done years after this. I was just like, I had to get something from 7-Eleven. And I almost didn't believe it. Where I was just like, dude, you must have misread the situation. There's no way you're... I know this guy. Like, I've seen him a million times. And we go in and immediately, no, not you. Not you. And he like points at him. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I get all self-righteous. That didn't end well.
Dude,
are you banned from 7-Eleven
now? No, I'm not. I don't know, actually, but
I had a very similar experience.
You had a 2-year suspension.
Where I was like, I don't understand the double standard here at the 7-Eleven. I walk up the other day. I was walking, sometimes I walk to get coffee. On the way back, I'm like, you know, it'd be really good. A Tillamook beef jerky stick.
Okay.
Now, the Tillamook beef jerky sticks, as you know, right at the front.
Of course.
Underneath the cashier, you have to open up the little plastic thing, and you take one. There's always tongs. Okay, so now, and I look for the tongs and I find them. They're dangling off, and I'm like, I'm gonna use the tongs, right? I use the tong, grab one, put it in my hand, and the guy goes, "Hey, thank you for using the tong." And I go, "Why?" He goes, "Cause nobody uses the tong. They just reach in there and they grab it." And I'm like, first off, I'm putting this shit right the fuck back. Second off, I was like, "Is that what people do?" He's like, "Yeah, people are just rude. They just reach in and they grab a bunch and then they just put it back in there. Their hands are all over that. You're the only person I've seen in a long time using the tong." And I'm like, "I'm definitely not gonna eat this now," but I ate it anyway. I go back.
God damn it.
I go back a week later, same guy, right? And I'm like, hey, man, just like, where are the tongs? I'm going to use the tong. And the guy looks at me and goes, hey, just grab them.
Nobody uses a fucking tong.
And I was like, what? You just gave me a whole sanctimonious speech about why the like our society. It was like this bigger picture like analogy for society and how nobody uses
are
the tongs.
Are you sure they're not identical twins?
Not possible. I mean,
I jumped
possible,
to that too.
Not positive.
What's that say about us, Greg?
This is such a Curb Your Enthusiasm like situation.
Hey, have you guys noticed that, you know, the taquitos at 7-Eleven?
Yeah,
those you are... grab them yourself now.
Do you really?
Yeah, like this, like. There's a space, little tongs or whatever you're talking about, and you put them in. It's fucking bullshit. It's weird.
I haven't been in a 7-Eleven in years. When I went to... Yeah, sure. When I went to... Huh?
He never leaves the fucking office, that's why.
There's none close to where I live or anything. Like, and I don't drive, so why would I don't ever stop anyone. When I went to New Jersey, though, I went to Wawa. Everybody told us to go to Wawa. I've heard about Wawa for years, right? Get a sandwich, great, do all that stuff. When we're checking out of Wawa...
Say it one more
with the sandwich. I say to the Wawa employee...
Oh, is it? You're talking about Walmart?
No, Wawa.
What the fuck?
WAWA.
God damn it.
It's basically, think of a 7-Eleven that makes dope sandwiches in the back. It's like It's a whole East Coast thing. It's great.
Hate sandwiches?
That's fine, but just for the fucking point of this goddamn story.
Barbara Wawa.
I fucking hate you. Anyways, when we got to the front, though, there you go, see? It's a gas station. It's a convenience store. It's got food.
Sure.
This is like an AMPM.
Man, this fucking...
They had great... Remember, did you see the one...
Gobbler!
Holy shit, go back, dude. To the... It's got mashed potatoes on it. Maybe that's what Kevin was talking about.
This looks like a fucking, like... This looks like a sample website of, like, what you could do if you
Wix.
With Wix, yeah.
Also, if you eat at this place, you are definitely getting the squeegees. It's definitely...
I ate there, and I was fine.
Wait, was this when you went to the Quick Stop?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I want to talk to you about that.
It was I Instagrammed the story of all the flaming hot products in the fire extinguisher. That was at the Wawa. That was a Wawa display. However, when we got to the front, they have all the things up there. And I was there when they were like, the gobbler's back. It was a big fucking deal. We didn't get the gobbler, but the gobbler was back there. They also had like, hey, we got buffalo chicken bites at the front too. Mm. And so like we're getting up there and that's when it's more like the 7-Eleven, like all the little bag, you know, that little wax paper bag full of stuff. And so Jen and I were already living. We had that. We had those New Orleans Zappos chips or whatever the hell they're called. Zappos.
I hate Zappos.
Well, it's rare that they were there. We want to try. Yeah. And then I was like, I'm getting these buffalo chicken bites because we're living. We're on vacation.
Is that the shoe site?
Living and we got them. Yeah, it is the shoe site. It is the shoe site. And when we got back there and we opened it all up, right, and we did it, I got so excited. I ate the buffalo chicken bite. And it turned out it was just a Tyson chicken nugget that was like, you know, when you get those, you put them on the thing. I was so disheartened.
Yeah.
And she's like, what did you think it was going to be? I was like, I thought it was like a fried buffalo chicken cheese. I thought it was like when we go to Cheesecake Factory and we get the buffalo blitzes or whatever.
Titan toothpicks. Dude, buffalo, the Sunset Brewery.
Buffalo Blasters.
The Noriega Sunset Brewery. Oh, yeah, I know. Well. They changed the menu. Fucking,
do they still like have social. That giant bowl of little wings?
They do.
Okay. Good.
But they now also have cauliflower bites, but they're spicy with sriracha drizzled on them.
Yes.
With jalapenos dropped in there. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, Andy. Yep. Oh, my God.
I've never had like a fried cauliflower.
Dude. I'm going to say it. It rivals the chicken.
How dare you?
You don't need it. It tastes the same.
Well, it's like if it's battered and fried.
Yes.
But I will say this. There's a place I went to that's called RT Rotisserie. It's like a sister restaurant of another one of the a place called Rich Table. It's like a bougie ass restaurant that's right down the road. You've been to Rich Table.
Rich Table's really gone downhill, man.
This place is like it's a counter restaurant. You walk in, you order, but they sell as a side an entire like grilled head of cauliflower with a drizzled like sauce on it, and it's
That sounds
fucking good. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna take one of those things down.
It's super messy.
Yeah, D and I went and ordered way too much because I was like, I just want to try everything. I don't know if we're gonna come back. We got like Brussels sprouts and that, and I'm like, I would legit just get an entire head of cauliflower and eat this with a side of like rotisserie. It's all rotisserie chicken stuff.
What is it called?
RT Rotisserie.
That sounds great.
I believe it was really good. Yeah, it's down. It's by the Civic Center. Yeah, you know, by the Civic Center, by like the Symphony and all that stuff.
Really?
That's really good. Yeah.
You know what I would
eat?
It's great. If I had an unlimited supply of anything.
If I had an unlimited supply of anything.
And it was like instantaneous, right? Snap your fingers, it's right there for you.
Yeah.
A lot of people would probably go for something like, you know.
Cheese balls.
Hot Cheetos or hot fries or whatever.
Fuck me.
I would go,
a lot of people. Hot Cheetos. Hot
I would go for, just me, I guess. I would go for the veggies that they give you at Benihana with the sort of like soy sauce or whatever.
I got to be honest with
the
you.
The onions, the zucchini. Is it a zucchini? Is that what that
is? Sure, or squash.
It's some zucchini.
It's a zucchini, yeah.
A radish, maybe?
I found the meal was what I expected. So at EGLX, I went to Benihana for the first time. Mm-hmm. An illustrious group, including these two fine gentlemen, even though they're mean to me on Instagram. We went there, Tim, and it was my first time
you
ever.
Were there?
And I don't remember. The veggies were fine. Everything was fine.
Yeah, but I just
It wasn't good.
What?
It wasn't good.
What did you get?
I got steak, and it was like terrible, not good.
You're crazy.
And the guy literally cooked it in front of me. By the time it got to me, it was gummy. It wasn't cooked very well. I don't like Benihana that much. I've decided.
You're crazy.
Benihana's fantastic.
It's just, you know what the problem was?
Spider.
Is that had we should have switched the meals. Yeah, spiders suck too. They're like
switch
that, spiders. That suck. Meal we got the first night.
Yeah, that bomb ass steakhouse
was unbelievable. And I was like, oh sure, Benihana's gonna taste exactly like that. It was not. It was a far cry away from that steakhouse.
Sure.
But what are you gonna do?
You live near a Benihana.
No,
you
I
do.
Don't.
Yeah, you do.
Where?
Close enough. Kabuki? Oh,
like Japantown?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's not that close.
He's very far away from Japantown.
No, he's not.
Not walkable.
Yeah, it's like a, 7-minute bus ride?
I'll settle this. Everybody Google Benihana, Japantown, San Francisco. Andy, what's your exact address?
What's your address, social security number, and
mother's maiden name?
I was asked recently to travel somewhere to Oakland to take a bus to cross the bridge.
Oof.
And take I declined. Bus.
How did this story get more confusing?
I declined because I was just so scared. Oh, not a bus. I guess
a BART.
Fucking, yeah, the BART.
Oh, you don't want to take a bus across the bridge.
Yeah, no.
It was so Timur.
BART's not bad.
Timur, Timur Hussein.
Timur
Hussein
was having like a little housewarming, and we were playing Overwatch over the week. And he's like, "Hey, what are you doing tomorrow?" I was like, "Ah, nothing. What's going on?" I thought he lived here, and he was like, "Oh, I'm doing a housewarming thing. I'll invite you on Facebook or whatever." I was like, "All right, cool." And then he like DM'd me on Twitter, like, "Hey, here are the instructions for we live here." And I was like, man.
You Google it. It's like an hour and a half. You're like, nah.
No. It wasn't even that bad. It was just like
BART's
the,
fun, though.
It was the concept of doing all of it that's so stressful to me.
Oh, I see.
It's such a stressful like I don't know. It's just an adventure endeavor I'm not willing to take.
Well, you gotta start lining up times for the buses because you got a bus over to here. You got Muni.
You take
over
an
there,
Uber down to the bar.
Like I would end up in Sacramento and I'd be over to the thing. Fucking shitting my pants. Like
Bart
so
does not
scared.
Go to Sacramento. I think you're
I'd
gonna
be
okay.
So scared.
He'd be fine.
It's little steps, Andy. First, you just drive to Japantown, which takes like 8 minutes. Just little steps, little adventure steps for
you. Wait, you have a car.
What? No, what are you talking about? What?
You drive.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just drive across the bridge?
I'm talking about you going on adventures. I
didn't want to drive over there and me not knowing what the parking situation is. I'm terrified about my car getting broken into.
Nah, you're fine. East Bay is fine now.
It still sucks. There's no reason to go.
I love it. I like occasionally having occasion to drive over to the East Bay. I'll do mics over there every once in a while, a show, I think it's great. The one thing
I haven't even
been,
I haven't been over there, and I mean, well, I'm not counting driving through. You know what I mean? Like, I don't count that. Yeah, whatever. I haven't been out of the car in East Bay more than 10 times in 12 years.
Oakland stepped it up in the last 10 years.
The real estate is ridiculous.
Still don't want to go.
No, me neither.
I hosted the wing eating competition this weekend for charity, right? And it's, you know, Christian helped put it on, the guy who used to own Wing Wings. He sold the Wing Wings. Now he's doing his own thing. But his old cooks at Wing Wings started their own place. And they started
Wing
it
Wings?
Over. No, no.
Three Wings?
Chingones. Took me a long time to learn how to pronounce that. Yeah, exactly.
What does that mean?
It just means like something that's big, but it's like kind of a very crass
way slang
of saying
term.
It. Yeah, it's like a look at that man. That guy's chingon, dude. Like on the football field, he's like a giant Chingones. Fucking. That guy's okay. Chingon, bro. You know?
But at the end, when they came over, the wings are great. They were serving there, obviously. This wing, you know. And then the chef came back and he's like, "I'm like, hey man, good to see you, boy." He's like, "Oh yeah, boy." He's like, "You remember me? Of course, I remember you. That's great." And he's like, "Yeah, you got to come over and see the new shop." I'm like, boy. I don't
know,
man.
That's a hard one. How many excuses can I come up with?
Fucking Oakland? I don't know. Somewhere over there. It's not in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad. It's just not that good either.
You drive and you don't drink.
That's fair.
So that is a
good thing. That is very, very fair. I do not
drink.
If you drink,
Oakland is like
a
hard
no. Oh, God, no. I won't go out of...
go party in Oakland? No.
You know me. If I'm drinking, I won't go out of my neighborhood.
If you do it, then you're like, all right, I have to stop by midnight because you have to get on BART to get back.
Or you got to do like... a very expensive Uber ride.
Uber that adds the
and then
like,
you gotta remember
toll.
The toll and shit. Hey, by the way, if you ever drive, remember you gotta have $5 to get back.
That's it's little shit like
cash,
that.
Bro.
So
cash,
stupid.
Because really, I never knew any of this because I won't.
Gate Bridge, you need freaking cash. You can't have a car. No. You need the cash on you. Golden Gate Bridge.
Awesome. Wait, no, hold on. Oh, awesome. Sorry, slow down. I need $5 cash in the Uber or
sorry,
when I'm driving.
Now
the Uber will. Uber will do it and then tack it on. But if you're driving your own car,
and I got the iPass, whatever the hell, that doesn't work.
If you have fast
whatever,
track,
yeah,
then you'll get to
I'm saying the Illinois version. And that if I have fast track, I'm okay.
You're fine because it's a fast track lane.
Then why the fuck are you talking about this cash?
Why
is this cash coming up so much?
Because if you don't have that thing,
do you have fast track?
When I had a car, I did. And when I do a zip car, I do. And when I get an Uber, I do.
How do you get fast track when you have a zip car?
It's included.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but speaking of which, too, you want to hear the fucking racket Hertz is running in New Jersey? Fucking,
we sound like 80-year-old men right now. Oh my God!
The
tell me about it. Wait, where
racket
is it? New Jersey.
Hertz is running in New Jersey.
This is the oldest podcast ever.
I get in the fucking Hertz rent a car. I'm having a great time. I'm driving.
Let's talk about how much we hate the French.
I'm taking the fucking exits. I'm doing all the thing. And as I'm going through the tollways, I'm seeing the little thing say not like I'm in trouble, but like toll unpaid. And I'm like, that's weird. They put the fucking fast track up here. I see it. You know what I mean? And it wasn't until day two of the rental car that Jen's like, I think we might need to open that thing. And I finally looked at the giant metal fucking box on there. And sure as shit, when you pull up, you're supposed to open this little door that pulls it out.
So it gets
and then you
signal.
Go through it, and then you're supposed to put it back in.
That's stupid.
Why is it in a fucking black box? Who cares?
Probably
everywhere else is just out.
Probably so people can't steal it, I would imagine.
I pulled it out. I could rip it right back out if I wanted to. Bunch of garbage. You got a $36 bill for fucking tolls in New Jersey.
I'll say this. The Golden Gate Bridge, I don't know how they do it, and it's probably a huge invasion of privacy, but I don't care. It's awesome.
It's magic.
You just go across it. It takes a picture of your license plate, and then like 10 days later, you get a bill in the mail.
Have you ever had traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge?
Nope.
No?
No, it's not a ticket. They do it because the Golden Gate Bridge only has a certain amount of tolls. Yeah. Like it was causing too much traffic, so they moved to a system where you don't pay shit. There's no toll. There's no people in the tolls at all.
They still fast track though, right? Fast track.
You can go through fast track. If you have fast track, it pings it and bills it. Gotcha. If you don't, it takes a picture and just sends you the toll. Not a ticket. It's just like $5.
Okay, cool.
So at the end of the month, I'll get like deal pay like four or five of them off in the same bill and we're done.
In Austin, they definitely have that system where it's like a giant toll road going to Mopac, which runs north and south, and they have the 45, I believe, which runs east and west. kind of north in Round Rock or whatever. And I, for the longest time, I held off on getting the actual toll pass, which like scans you or whatever. But for the longest time, it would just take a photo of my license plate and it would send a bill back home where my parents live. And they'd be like, hey, we got this. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Like,
mijo.
Okay, well, fuck, we'll pay it, whatever, you know. And it ended up being like, they're like, you need to get this fucking toll because we're tired of like, it's just like. It's that wasn't even a lot of money. Yeah. It was just a pain in the ass. Like, here's a $6 fucking thing. Here's a $5 thing or whatever. So I finally got that pass. And it was super, super convenient. But also what they do is they took a fucking photo of my car when I ran a red light one time.
Oh, yeah.
And I had never had that happen to me.
Oh, yeah. Those are my, I don't think they do that anymore in the city. For some reason, I think they've they've taken the you know the camera lights. I think they outlawed those. They're still around.
I think they outlawed them in Texas.
Yeah, I don't think they're legal anymore in SF. I remember hearing something.
About
that.
I can't confirm or deny, but like I definitely see the flashes still.
Maybe they are. Yeah, I just remember there was like
now they're just there to intimidate people.
There was
who don't
something.
Know.
There was something that they were trying to get past that it was unconstitutional.
Yeah.
Because you're getting a ticket, but you're not. It has to be given to you by like a law officer or officer of law or something like that. If it's not a person giving you a ticket, it can be construed as like unconstitutional, something like that. I don't know. I just know that there used to be intersections that had them that don't have them anymore. But it also could just be that the city is tired of people not tagging or you know tagging them. I was like in my brain when I see one, I'm like that thing gives me a ticket. I'm coming back with an extra sharp katana blade, just cutting it down.
Wow.
Also, when really the camera has this footage of Nick slowly approaching, like him parking on the street, getting out of the car, getting the katana blade,
taking pictures of all that,
then walking up, getting back in the car, driving to a hardware store, coming back, parking ladder.
When you go through the Golden Gate toll, do you go through a little faster than you should just because you can?
It just feels good.
Doesn't it feel good?
It really
does. You feel
does.
Like you're in Fast and Furious.
Hell
like,
yeah,
I'm
man!
Just gonna go a little. It says slow down.
The Golden Gate Bridge is a magical place.
It's great.
It, like just there's something about the way that it's designed.
It starts
really
with the Rainbow Bridge or the Robin Williams Bridge, which I love.
Oh,
that tunnel,
the tunnel,
which
yeah.
And you
all
go
that
down.
Stuff.
You see
well,
the
I mean,
city.
Coming in SF, that's great. Right. I'm even talking about leaving SF. It just feels like gorgeous. It reminds me of Disneyland, where it's like you go from one area to another, and it feels like you're just entering a totally different place. You don't really get that with the Bay Bridge. The Bay
no.
Bridge, kind
oh
of
no,
just
well,
like,
it's because like, well, I mean, I guess it's different for everybody, but especially for the transplants. I think you know for. What you, the few things you know about San Francisco, not living in San Francisco, are Golden Gate Bridge, the trolleys, and Rice-A-Roni. Like that's the starter pack of like what San Francisco was before.
In Chinatown, you kind of have a concept, really?
No.
I've only driven on the bridge.
Maybe now everybody's more informed.
I'm just a big fan of Big Trouble Little China.
So the East Bay Bridge is downtown. Bay Bridge, right? But there's another bridge that like. I think I drove over when I came into San Francisco.
San Mateo Bridge
time.
Way down there.
There's another bridge down south by San Mateo. Yeah.
It's
really Boston City Bridge.
That's the one you're on. You're like, what if
it's
the car
really
breaks down? I die here.
It's really long, and there was like all those tolls, and I just happened to have a bunch of quarters and change in my little thing, and if I hadn't had that, I would have been fucked.
Can you guys, around, I back can to see this clear as fucking day. Andy Cortez driving his car out of toll. They're like, hey, it's going to be $5. He's just like... He opens his thing, just like
calls his parents.
Here's a quarter.
Can you send me a check.
Here's another quarter.
And
he's there for like 35
minutes.
And
I've got so many things in my back seat because like none of it fit in my trunk.
Yeah.
So I've got like a fucking electric guitar and a goddamn floor fan. It was a mess, dude. It was so scary driving in.
Dude, I'll know.
And I just remember Kevin being like, hey, are you going to be here yet? Because like, I got to go. I'm like, fuck, I mean, I'm like maybe 40 minutes away, dude. Like, I don't know what you want me to say.
God, that would be the last person I'd want waiting for me if I was moving across the country. I would not want Kevin on the other end. What are you doing? I got it. Like, why? Kevin, where do you have to go? It's Saturday at 7 o'clock. Oh, I have a dentist appointment. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how? How do you have a dentist appointment? It's
and he
Saturday
kept,
at
he
7
kept
o'clock.
Calling, like, hey, where are you at? Like, I have like 25 minutes left.
I'm in the state
like
of
like,
California.
Yeah. Kevin's either got like
a highway.
Or he's got to go move something. I got to go move something.
He's moving
something. Like, why are you fucking
He's got a
fuck?
Truck. He's yeah, man, that's very rare here.
Not anymore. And the truck, I think the truck's like pretty much dead.
Ranger Danger ain't dead yet. But it's on his fucking tired legs.
He had some major mechanical thing go wrong with it, and he was like, dude, and Kevin and I, like, we bond over cars all the time because we both will not let go of our old car. And I'm just like, dude, you can't. You got to let it go, man.
Nick said the fucking funniest thing a couple days ago. Me, him, and his brother get in his car. And Nick's bitching about his car like he always does. None of us think it's bad.
We all think it's
fucking great. It's clean. It's pristine.
It's just the AC that bothers me.
And the AC is a problem. Yeah. But otherwise, it's Same a here. Fucking fantastic car. But he just goes, I drive a Honda like my father before me. I fucking die.
That is such a great statement.
I come from a long line of Honda drivers.
Same here, bro.
My dad used to have, it used to be a thing in my house where my dad would get the new Honda Accord.
And every we would year?
Go, yeah, like, no, not every year, but it was like,
it's like an iPhone.
My dad used to drive. I remember the original Honda he had, which was back when like the body styles were much smaller. And I, for some reason, think that like lights flipped up in the front, but maybe that's not. It was that it's anyway.
Those
he drove
so
that
cool.
car.
Those are cool.
He drove that car. I think to like it had 130,000 miles on it. I mean, my dad was like, is one of those guys that was like, I'm not paying anyone to do this shit. I know how to. I've worked on cars since day fucking one. I'll do my own brakes, all shit. They used to run those in, and I'll never forget like. When he came home with the new Accord, I was like, wow, this is such a, it was like bigger and cooler and black. And then my brother got that one, and then they got an even newer one. And I was like, this is the coolest. Now they're on like Acuras, which like, I feel like when you graduate to Acuras, when you're like, we're retired, let's get a slightly better Honda, which is what an Acura is. But yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, dude, same here. Like I'm thinking of the lineage of vehicles my family had. My dad had a LeBaron.
Sure,
Chrysler. I don't know, Chrysler, right? Yeah. Really, really terrible car. And then we ended up graduating to a sort of navy blue, like a Honda Accord, kind of similar to yours. Man. And it had the lights that did that shit. And then they bought a green, forest green Mercury Villager van.
That was a mistake.
And it was just like a fucking weird ass, like the automatic door, though, which was kind of cool. Having a car with an automatic door. Yeah, barely.
It's like artificial intelligence.
Barely, yeah. But on the blue Honda, they always made fun of me because when I was a kid, I had this... I had a Batman sticker that I put on the front of the fucking car.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, this is not the Batmobile, dude. Like, this car sucks, you know? And then we had the green Mercury Villager. And then when my dad got a GMC or a Chevrolet, fucking, it's an SUV. I can't think of the name, but it was dope. It was like black and it was one of the deluxe packages. So like the trim was like kind of golden bronze looking. So it was like black and gold or something. It was so fucking rad. And I felt like I was a goddamn hip hop star in that car, dude. It was so cool. And then my brother got the shitty blue Honda.
Mm-hmm.
And then they bought my brother a Honda Civic. And then they got me a used Honda.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, it was an 02 Honda. And I put fucking 113,000.
Then
we bought it and it had like 60.
It's great.
I had that fucker forever,
just
man.
Run those shit, man. Like, I just remember being so jealous that I wasn't old enough to inherit like one of the Accords,
because
my brother got the Accord, just drove the shit out of that. And then when he got into, I think it was like his third or fourth year of college, they got
about to say accident.
No, well, that's coming. He got a brand spanking new like Honda Civic, and it was dope. And I was like, oh my god, I'm getting one of those. And then he got into a car accident and totaled it. And then my mom looked at me and was like, you're never getting a new car. And I'm like, I am the responsible one. Like, I am the one that almost has a 4.0 grade point average. I will never crash my car. And then I crashed my Honda.
Yeah, we were a Ford family. We were big on the Ford.
Of course.
God damn.
That, yeah,
the
I mean,
Miller family.
Of course.
Number one crane operator, Greg Miller, is not going. He's not going with any of those foreign domestic imports.
His 1990 or 1994 Ford Ranger is still running. He makes sure
Ranger
it's in
Danger.
Pristine. Yeah, but it doesn't look like Kevin's Ranger Danger.
Kevin's
Ranger Danger is like that any car you see frowning in the car commercial. That's
Kevin's Ranger Danger is like the UFC fighter that spent all his money and has to come out of retirement multiple times, and you're just like, dude, you're taking a lot of damage, bro.
It was we had the Ranger truck, then we had the Mustang, and then we had the Taurus. We were running that for a while.
The Mustang, that's right. You used to have the Mustang, right?
That was the Mustang, yeah. Mom's Mustang, yeah.
There's something like, obviously, like I love the idea of having something old and taking care of it. There's something old, like romantic about having like an old Ford truck.
Sure, yeah,
and
yeah.
Just
yeah,
like
yeah.
Taking care of it, letting it get patinaed, you know, like getting a little like surface rust, but
just
making
like
sure.
Kevin did.
Yeah, but Kevin's like when. Let's put it this way. When major parts of your car, safety components are being held on by zip ties, it's time to let it go.
Yeah.
Like when I looked at his bumper and it was bent downward and there was like a daisy chain of, he didn't even get the big zip ties. He just got three small ones and like locked them together. I'm like, dude, you got to let this shit go.
It's the saddest thing, man. This, bro. Yeah, no, he loves that fucking car, though.
I just want him to get another truck. Just get something that's like 10 years newer.
He used, like his family, like that was his dad's car. But before that, his dad had the F-150.
That's a joke.
And it was fucking awesome. Like, it was the coolest car in the entire damn world.
I wanted one of those for a while. Growing up in SoCal, people used to take F-150s, obviously, and either jack them way up or just drop them.
Bernie's car, before he had the Tesla, was F-350,
I want to
say.
Yeah, the big dog.
It was a monster truck.
How the fuck did he have that car?
Dude, like I had to like jump up to get here. Sure. Yeah. And it was so big that a staircase would come out when
was
you opened
the
door.
Was it a six wheeler?
Is that what they call playing Halo?
I don't know about that, but it was fucking insane.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people back home.
The dualies?
Like I it's so rare for me to see pickup trucks here, but back home there is such a pickup truck culture.
Oh yeah.
Like amongst like Latinos and they and living in Texas and shit, and I'm talking like people who have families that either like work on ranches or live on ranches, and a lot of them will have 350s with the four wheels in the back, like six wheelers, four wheels in the back, where the wheel wells, yes, they just stick out. It's like, God, how is this legal to ride on a
probably
normal
not,
road,
dude.
Man?
Probably not. But
it's so big, yeah.
Yeah, cool. I don't know. That's one of the things I miss about the suburbs is that like it's a car culture. Like up here in SF, who cares? It doesn't matter. It's just my car serves to get me from point A to point B. But when you're driving like an hour and a half or 2 hours in LA traffic, Orange County traffic, what you drive actually becomes very, very important. And so like I kind of miss that aspect of life.
I've been thinking of dropping down from my vehicle to like a Honda Fit, just something smaller.
Your vehicle's so pretty small. I fucking love it.
So
man.
In the event,
I can park anywhere.
In the event
I
that
can,
I
but people could
like. Bye. I could think about going somewhere and having an easier time parking, even though I probably won't go do it.
You should
be in here and save
drive. Remember Craig, our friend, obviously, when he had a truck forever. He was one of the only people I knew in SF that had a truck.
Craig?
And then he eventually got a smart car. He was just like, I'm done with this.
No,
I just
got a smart car.
Hold on. Craig Baradon is a big guy.
If like, you remember Up at Noon, he was the world's handsomest man or whatever. Yeah. Was his title.
He is a action figure of a human being.
Yeah.
Just
and
cut.
Then he just got a fucking smart car and
he got
like
the world
doofus.
Like a car that you think like he could literally pick up and put in his pocket. But he got that car because I think he had a Toyota. I want to say he had that truck, that white
truck,
Toyota,
yeah.
Right? And for whatever reason, like he ran into a snag with the licensing on it, where there were because I think he
stole it.
No, he didn't steal it, but there was some issue with it, and he just decided to let it stay at the parking garage, at the top of the parking garage at IGN, for a real long time, and then it was one of those comedy of errors where like when he finally got it figured out, it had been so long that like the air and the tires had gone out, and so he was like, shit, I can't physically move this thing. And then the engine, like the battery was dead, and he just left it, I think. I don't think he ever moved it. I think it got salvaged or some shit. He and Brennan did the same thing. Brennan had a car where he was just like, he's like, I bought a car for like $1,000 because when he moved out from Louisiana, this is my buddy Brennan, he had no money. So he was like, I needed a car to get from point A to point B to Brisbane to work at IGN. So he bought this piece of shit like Pontiac or something like that. And it broke down on him. At like the Hofbrauhaus parking lot.
Oh, yeah, I remember Hofbrau.
And he just goes, "Huh?" And he just left it. And he never went back to it. And I was like, I swear to God, we drove past one time. And he goes, I wonder if my car's still there. And I'm like, how long has it been? He's like, oh, 3 years. I'm like, 3 years? What? You just left it? He's like, I didn't give a fuck. It was $1,000. He was like, it was probably going to cost me more to tow and fix than it was. So I just left it.
It's a problem with bringing a bunch of like 24-year-old kids out to this place.
And paying them.
None of them have no money.
Oh, God,
they
no
have
money.
No paychecks. They don't know what they're doing.
God, Brian Riley, so funny. Formerly of RT, did the same thing where he owned a vehicle and it was sitting just in front of a house for close to like 2 years or something like that. And every once in a while, we would just drive by like, yep, still there. Like, and nobody had come to like tow it yet or anything like that.
Well, the problem is, I think
it was just broken down. Yeah, it didn't work anymore.
I don't know what legalities there are, but there's got to be
something.
Oh,
you get fucked.
Yeah, you get fucked.
You absolutely get fucked. Yeah. You get a thing for, it's garbage. It's littering.
Yeah, that's
hilarious. And then there's a whole bunch of other shit, like you get in trouble with the DMV. Like, you need to report if your vehicle is
non-operational.
Yeah, non-operational. Yeah.
You have to actually register it.
I know all this because I had to deal with it.
Or you have to sell it to like a junkyard. Yeah. But it was just hilarious because he was like, well, I don't have enough money to pay for this, so I guess I'll leave it there. And like meanwhile, I start getting anxiety.
He's going to get a bill one day and he's going to be like, fuck.
I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he would have gotten it by now. That was 15 years ago.
They'll get him.
Maybe. Who knows?
15 years of it. It's like,
I don't understand how bills work.
It's like a library.
What do you mean?
Because I feel like there's a lot of bills that you can just pretend you didn't see and then nothing really happens. And granted,
give me an example. One of these bills.
This is such a weird particular thing.
Homework.
If you don't care about your credit, which of course you should,
yeah.
But if you're in a situation, you don't need to care about your credit.
If you're not looking at getting a loan for something
ever,
yeah.
what if you get all these bills in the mail, like, who's going to come after you?
Oh, no, I mean, no one's going to arrest you for it, but what, they will. It just dings their credit, and it'll get sent to a like a.
But then, yeah, it gets sent to a credit consolidation. But it's like, if you don't care about your credit.
And then, like, if you are in debt with, like, similar stuff like that, and you die, what happens?
Well, that's a whole complicated thing. Like, yeah? The debt when you die, actually, depending on the state you're in and all this shit, like, that gets complicated pretty quickly.
Interesting.
There are so many financial advisors in our chat right now, or in the comments, like, you fucking moron.
Hey, if there's someone that really knows the shit, hit me up. I'm interested in knowing this.
Yeah.
Because it's like, there's just some interesting levels where it's like, you get bills, they get end up going to the credit collections, and you're just like, how are you supposed to find out how much debt you have? Because you can look at your... Like, if you look at Credit Karma or whatever, right? And try to, like, figure out, like, what you owe. Karma, yeah. It's like, you look in and there's, like, the three different credit unions, right? Yeah. There's Equifax, TransUnion, whatever the hell. You go in, click. Everyone tells you that you have different types of debt. And I'm not talking about me. I just, like, have experience with other people. You look at their shit, you're just like, huh. How come this says that this is owed, that one doesn't report it, and another one reports something totally different? None of them have been paid off for 10 years. What's gonna happen?
I don't know.
It's really weird.
I'm fortunate to not have any debt, yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
but
the scary thing is like you were talking about like what happens when you die. Like what happens when you die with student loans? Do those get passed on to someone? Because I feel like student loans are like the most aggressive loan possible.
Medical bills are the one thing that, depending on how things are dealt with, can get passed on. But it always. Right. But first off, it passes on to your
spouse.
Your estate.
Okay.
So, or your spouse estate, and then it goes from there.
Imagine having an estate.
Well, that makes sense, though. Like, I mean, an estate could be just when you have a house or whatever. Nice. Yeah, any of your assets. That makes sense, though, because if you owe like $30,000 or whatever, if the sale of a house or something like that, they would probably take it out of that. Yeah, the only people you don't want to owe money to is the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people that can take your freedom for owing money
to
them.
Yeah, but even then, it's like, what are they going to do?
Oh, they'll put you in jail. Yeah. Remember Wesley Snipes?
I believe went to jail.
Always been a black.
Wesley Snipes went to jail.
Yeah.
People go to jail all the time for not paying. I mean, you are not going to go to jail.
I'm okay.
But if you are an actor who just decided not to give the IRS a few millions of dollars, they will make an example out of you and send your ass to jail. They can do that. They can garnish wages also. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing. Like, you have no control over that. You can not pay them, but eventually they'll hit your employer up and be like, give me the fucking money.
I mean, that's an example.
Or they'll.
I haven't seen it happen.
I have.
the garnishing of wages, where it's like, there's a lot of threats. I'm not seeing it. Not seeing it.
Are you watching this like a hawk, though?
Yeah,
like,
I am. Okay. In specific situations I'm in, I'm looking at some stuff, and I'm like, huh.
You're thinking about just going AWOL.
Huh.
Seems like, nothing's happening. I'm just like,
I'll be honest with you. If the letter to garnish anyone's wages here comes to this office, it's coming to me, which means there's a 50% chance I, A, see it, and B, remember to do anything about it. So, yeah. There
no,
you go.
It's not that. It's not that.
Yeah.
It's not cool, Greg, to be clear.
James Davis, 16 Bits of Awesome, writes in to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can get this show ad-free. And speaking of ads, let's hear from our sponsors. This episode of the Kind of Funny podcast is brought to you by Upstart. As most of us have found out the hard way, getting into debt is easy, getting out is hard, especially if your credit score isn't great. Thankfully, now there's Upstart.com, the revolutionary lending platform that knows you're more than just your credit score and offers smarter interest rates to help pay off high interest credit card debt. As you probably have heard before, when I moved here, I took out a loan and the rate sucked, and it sucked for a long time. Upstart doesn't suck. Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter interest rate. Upstart believes you're more than just a credit score. They believe in you and they understand that. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate in just a few minutes. And the best part? Once the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. The next day! Over 300,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards or meet their financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot. And hurry to upstart.com/kindoffunny to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes and won't affect your credit. That's upstart.com/kindoffunny. Our other sponsor, it's Mugsy Jeans. Mugsy Jeans are the most comfortable men's jeans you'll ever wear and that have ever been made, and that's no exaggeration. Mugsies are real jeans that literally feel as comfortable as sweatpants. How do I know so much about Mugsy? Tim wears them all the time and never shuts up about them. Plus, he's always talking about how people compliment about them, which I don't 100% buy because I haven't seen it, but the jeans are nice. The magic is Muggsy's proprietary fabrics, which include a blend of high-tech materials that make these jeans mind-blowingly soft and flexible. Best of all, Muggsy's come in a stylish fit, so they're not too baggy but not too tight, so you will look even better than you feel. If you want comfortable jeans that look good, Muggsy jeans are for you. The guys at Muggsy are so confident you'll love them, they offer free USA shipping and returns, so your comfort is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Do your legs a favor, grab your own pair of jeans that are sweeping the nation by heading to Muggsy.com. That's Muggsy.com, and use the code KINDA for $10 off. Again, that's Muggsy.com. Use the code KINDA for $10 off. James writes in and says, Paul Rudd stars in a show called Living With Yourself. Without spoiling anything, he's forced to deal with his clone, who's better than him in most ways. If you found out a better version of you was running around, what would you do? How would you react? Would you accept them with open arms? Also, if you've seen it, what did you think of Living With Yourself? Has anybody seen it?
Haven't seen it.
No.
I've seen the entire thing, and I enjoyed it quite a bit. Paul Rudd is a treasure, as we already knew.
I mean, I live this anytime Anthony Carboni comes up here.
Yeah. Sure.
It's terrible, and I just black it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, to bring you up to speed with what's happening here and for the rules of this hypothetical we have here, I'm not going to spoil, obviously, the events.
I've seen the trailer.
With yourself. I'll give it to you just to make sure everybody has
Give it to me. Hard.
Paul Rudd goes to a spa. You know, he's thinking that he's going to come out like a new you. Great Tom Brady joke in here, because Tom Brady comes out too.
I heard about this. Yeah, there was a big controversy there.
Was there?
Yeah.
What's the controversy?
The controversy was that the owner of the Patriots was caught on video getting hand jobs from women, from sex workers inside of the spa or whatever.
Okay.
But this happened way before he did the taping.
Okay.
So this happened way after he did the taping.
Okay.
So he filmed all this stuff.
It'll be fun.
And in this movie, he walks out and it's like he comes out of a spa and they're like, he's like, he's looking refreshed or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's a big gag or whatever. But, you know, there was a lot of reporters that were like, did you, like,
did you know the other guy was getting handies at spas?
That's and
you're
weird.
Out of
yeah,
the spa?
Like your owner, like, got caught doing it. And he's like, look, you guys are making it into a different thing. Like, I filmed this way before anything of that happened. So it was, like, really awkward.
Tom Brady sucks, but that is unfair. Because, yeah, at no point is this spa alluded to being like, it's going to be the old rub.
That sounds
tug.
Really dumb.
What?
That controversy.
People Wait, want the headlines.
Who was Tom Brady was getting hand jobs?
No, the owner, Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots.
I was like, why would Tom Brady need to pay to get a hand job?
The owner of the Patriots.
Hey man, don't worry.
The owner of the Patriots.
Relationships aren't what they seem.
No, like. I just was gonna say, I'm pretty sure Tom Brady could walk into a Starbucks with his dick out, and someone would be like,
the owner
Tom
of the
Brady.
Patriots, his wife died like 4 years ago.
So
then he was caught recently getting hand jobs in a spa, like a massage place or whatever. And then in this show, Tom Brady walks out of this spa and he's looking relieved and relaxed.
Got it.
And everybody was like, wow, you're doing a spa joke, really? And he's like, look, I filmed this way before any of that shit happened.
Did he get a haircut?
Yeah.
Who?
Tom Brady. Is that where you're going?
No, but his hair is terrible. He needs to get a haircut. He needs to go to a fucking barber.
If I'm an old man and Jen dies and I want to go get a fucking hand job at some whatever weird spa.
With a consenting adult?
And they catch me when I walk out? Yeah, I got a fucking hand job. My wife died. You want to see her ashes? And I'd have this bag of ashes.
You just take a handful.
You guys want to smoke some Jen?
You want to make a federal case? I would talk to my wife.
She's in you.
He disappears.
Have fun with the nightmares. The nightmares.
Oh, I'm doing that. Jay goes first. Oh, I'm doing that 100%.
Oh, you got to just like a gallon Ziploc bag. And then
have it like in the pouch like the climbers do.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting ready to like go up a wall.
I picture LeBron James throwing up the dust.
So you didn't tip me. Oh, didn't I? I'm a blessing from my wife. Bonjour.
So anyway, Living With Yourself.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So he goes there not understanding what the procedure is. No one understands what it is, right? He gets cloned. He wakes up in a shallow grave. He was supposed to die, but the drugs didn't work the way they were supposed to. So now there's the clone of him and the original him. The clone of him has all his memories. And yes, is a better version of him because it's like a brand new soul and all this jazz or whatever. So the idea here is that it's not that in this situation, an identical Tim and Greg walk in to do a podcast together. But it's the idea that there'd be another Tim who has all the memories of Tim. And then we start these, you know, different mind tracks here. So it's not that you just have this guy who looks like Tim and has his DNA, but it has no memories. He knows everything. Hmm. He is Tim. We have two Tims suddenly.
I love this.
Yeah?
This sounds great.
Who's gonna hang out with Gia? Who's going to be married to Gia?
Better Tim.
Other Tim.
Better Tim. You're going to walk away.
100%.
I mean,
it's a good chance.
He has it under control. Yeah. You know what I mean? I trust.
And he gave it up real quick.
He's going to need me. No, it's teamwork. You know what I mean? There's going to be a mutual understanding between us two, Tims, where at any moment we'll be able. Yeah, double penetration for sure.
So you're telling Gia right at the top?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're pulling a Michael Keaton from Multiplicity.
What a good
He didn't confess right away.
No. But okay, that's a good point. Good point.
And also, his clones were all different.
I think Gia would be absolutely okay with it, provided that you manipulated whatever gene allows people to want to be touched. If your new clone
the better version,
wanted
it's
to
the better
snuggle,
part.
Better version doesn't want to be touched. Better version
doesn't
want
to be touched.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I feel like Gia's not gonna like this then.
Gia's gonna love it. No, because like two of me means that you're getting like, I don't know, 60% of a normal human. You know what I mean? Normal
like
functionality. No, just functionality.
Well, here's what I think would happen is, honestly, you would make him go hang out with Gia, and you would just play video games all day, and then that would never change.
No, it's not that. I feel like we would like tag team. I get tired easily. I imagine he'd get a little less tired. We'd be able to trade off efficiently. Each one of us would be able to sleep 12 hours a day.
Flip and flop.
Sure. That's fair.
So you'd have 24 hours of a Tim.
Of Tim, yeah.
Wow.
Foxy, this is
24 hours of Tim.
See, that's the thing, of course, like in the show, he's got like a real job, like an office job, so it doesn't make as much sense. But for us, man, we turn into content immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we got two of us. That's great. There's going to be an all stream going on. And like you're saying, that would be the thing, right? Of like with another Greg. First off, I don't want that. I'd have to kill him. But with two of us, it would be the idea of like, all right, cool. Like one plays video games and hangs out. You know, you're on day off day.
Why would you want to kill you?
I only need one.
Such bullshit, dude. You know I would take two Greg Millers in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but you don't have to deal with the consequences of it, right? Like, I don't, not even a better version of me, just another version of me. Like, I don't need that.
I would say
because he's going to be in love with Jen, too. I don't want to share. I don't want to share Porty. I don't want to have, like, it's, you know, I don't want to, like, what am I going to do with Lucy James now?
See, that's
Lucy,
you got to move out. Child syndrome. Greg. I'm good at sharing. I've grown. I've known how to share. Mm-hmm. I'll share with other Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah. She'd be down.
Mm. But the other problem is, like, are we at kind of funny now paying the clone salary, too?
No. No, we don't. We can't afford that.
And what is that? How do we get into that?
That one has to be what Greg Miller, your follow-up plan is he has to serve food. He has to go to the Cheesecake Factory and wait tables.
Shit, fuck. Now it just got interesting, guys.
Yeah. No. See, here's the thing. Well, maybe, no. I insist that we hire other Greg Miller. Because that's the thing. Another Greg Miller and another Tim can sell another Greg Miller, making exponential money to be able to hire exponential people.
And think about
another Greg Miller could be at all these work trips.
Won't have the following of this Greg Miller. Neither will other Tim. So what are you selling?
I don't need the following. I just need other Greg Miller to get the following. He'll figure it out.
Now, see, I think here's where we go. I think we do this. Other Greg Miller works at the Cheesecake Factory until
can he work at Buffalo Wild Wings?
He can work at Buffalo Wild Wings. You're not going to make as much money, but whatever.
First off, here's the thing. I'm sorry to interrupt. Just heads up, because other Greg Miller is starting from the same place as me right now. Sight unseen. Van pulls up. People run up here. The bag over my head. They baton me. I wake up at a Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings Corporation does this, right? Literally, I'm in the apron and the jersey. I could walk out, immediately be fine. Well, what do you need? What do you want? You want the wedges with cheddar? Sure, I got you. No problem. I'll be right back, sir. I'll freshen up that iced tea in a second. You fucking do that and drop me at a Cheesecake Factory? I'm like, woof.
That's a hard menu.
Can I have a fucking year to learn this fucking menu?
Yeah. Like, can I get you coming out with the Buffalo Blast? They're like, sir, I did not order this.
Yeah, to be fair,
do we serve a shrimp linguine burger? You know, who the fuck
here's
knows
what I'm saying.
Depending on what Buffalo Wild Wings you go to, they don't know the menu there either.
That's why I'd be starting an employee.
Here's what I'm saying. If you do get hired at Buffalo Wild Wings, you have the work ethic. You have a great memory.
Oh, you turn that place around.
That's what I'm saying. You will become the star at fucking Buffalo Wild Wings. And every time anybody goes there, they're going to be like, I want Greg to be my server, and I'm going to tip him
Greg? What's Greg's session?
Yeah, he's at the bar now? Okay, we'll go back there. Yeah. And they're going to tip you really well because they want good service. Because they know whenever they go there, it's always shit service.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put it out right there. Because we've talked about it. We've joked around. It's enough joking around about this. Someone out there runs Buffalo Wild Wings, and I assume someone knows that person. Hit them up and tell them I want a weekend. I'll take a Tuesday night. Give me a shift out there. You know what I mean? Just let me go. Let me see what's up. Let's see how good I could do it.
You will not like it.
I'm going to love it.
You will not like it.
You don't know me.
The second you get in the weeds.
Oh, yeah.
when it gets stressful.
When it gets stressful, and then people start getting, because there's a fine line between everyone being your best friend, and then the second their food is late, are fucking assholes to you.
And that's not in your control, too.
And it's not in your control.
That sometimes could be a cook issue.
Sometimes the cook made the wrong thing. Sometimes the order went through, they didn't see it, and then you're fucked. Or sometimes
you know, Terminator's after you.
You're fucked. That's the problem.
Point of sale Terminator.
Next thing you know, we're at Buffalo Wild Wings with Snowbike Mike, and Snowbike Mike orders the strawberry lemonade, and so do I, and I don't get mine. And I just said that.
The headlines, I think.
And he was like, some of my grandma's like, you want some of mine? Like, yeah, sure. I'm not going to bother asking.
Offer you it. He said, you want some of mine?
I'm not going to bother asking for one.
When did you guys go to Wild Wings?
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, you guys were both. I think you
both. That's why he was in here doing the show.
What's that?
He was in here doing the show when he did Games Daily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. We were like, hey, we're going to take you to our favorite place. This is when we thought Buffalo Wild Wings was turning around because your friend's friend worked there. Mm-hmm. And she was awesome.
Friend's friends, who's the girlfriend of the movie guy.
Yeah. And I was like, this is cool. This person's great. I'm sure her energy and positivity and attitude has
turned
radiated,
the entire place around.
And I think she doesn't work there anymore. I think they killed her.
No way. Yeah.
And that was it.
She's making it look bad.
Fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Not only was it terrible, when I got up to give myself a refill, nobody told me to stop. They were like, well, that makes more sense. We should adopt that methodology right now. Like, fuck you,
Nick, I swear when I'm there and I'm waiting on you, you don't have to worry about that. You know what I mean?
I think, here's the deal. Serving food is actually more difficult than I think you think.
I know I'm not at all trying to make light of the job. Yeah. I just think there's one thing I was born to do, and I think it's pretty high on the list of things I was born to do.
You could do it. You could do it. I'm not saying you can't do it, but I don't think you'd knock it out of the park day one.
I'm pretty 50-50 on it.
There's a speed. First off, if you're entering in your own food, there's a speed that you have to gain with learning where all that stuff is.
Sure.
That's going to hold you up right there. You ever been to a Starbucks when they're training the new employee?
Yeah, no, it's not.
That's that times 18 tables a night. That's going to suck, right? Sure. Wait, where's the iced coffee again? Oh, it's under drip, but it's iced. Drip, where is it? That's what you're going to do every single time when you go to that machine. The machine is going to be a big problem. If
someone
your trainer,
real quick, if you work at Buffalo Wild Wings, send me photos of the point of sale system and I'll start learning.
I think that you have to master the idea of treating all of your tables like one, not just and don't let them one trip you. That's the hardest thing. So when you see four tables, if someone sits, get everyone's drink order at once. You know what I mean? When you go, you're doing drink orders, get everyone's refills at once, bring them all
there. Yeah,
take everyone's order at once if you can. That's what you got. That's the big key to not getting in the weeds.
The one trip.
The shitty thing is when you start getting a table sat, right? And then you go get their drinks, you come back, start taking their, and then another table gets sat, and then the same thing, and that's when it starts getting a little hectic. So
this is just
my little keys of wisdom for you.
I mean, what we should do again is figure out Buffalo Wild Wings should sponsor this, or Cheesecake Factory, or any other restaurant that wants to sponsor this. And then you get to sit there. You get to commentate. You're shoutcasting what I'm doing.
Now, I can
throw me curveballs. You can bring in.
Can I shoutcast?
Here's the table full of blind ladies. And I'm like, oof, this is outside of my element. You know what I mean? Like, what do you guys want? And they're like, food. And I'm like, oh, man, I don't know.
Like, we
can you read the menu to me, I guess?
Well, you're like, you're in the right place because here, everything you eat with your hands. So that's easier.
Good point.
We're family, too.
And also, yeah, you got to be specifically good at upselling. That's what you got to go. You got to go in with the mindset. These people want.
I was totally with you this entire. I was like, damn, Nick's dropped some knowledge. You got to upsell.
You got to upsell.
How come?
Because people want waters. They want free bread and they want one entree.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
I want to flip that table.
How many times have you been on a date where you're like, if this woman orders a fucking appetizer, we're done. You got to get in there. You got to sell them on beers. Alcohol is great. If you can get, and this is Buffalo Wild Wings, so we're not doing bottles of wine unless G is there. But like, when I used to work at the Italian restaurant, it was sell a bottle of wine. That was your goal. Sell a bottle of wine.
Are you upselling
sell an appetizer,
now? For, you're
sell
upselling.
A dessert.
You're upselling for your own tip.
Yeah,
because it's percentage based.
Well, because if I come in, if the average table at Buffalo Wild Wings, the average two top is probably $25. That's a $5 tip. If I can get them up to $50, that's a $10 tip. If I do that with all my tables, I'm making twice as much when I get out of there. Does that make sense? Desserts, a good upsell, but you got to get them primed, right? You got to get them right with those. That's why when you walk to the table, they go, can I get any appetizers, sir? You guys want me to fire up some of those? And then you name a couple, right? You guys want some of those pickle chips?
Poppers? Yeah.
You guys I love my. Let me bring you guys an order that. Couple. With us, we're suckers. Oh, yeah, I'll give
them. Yeah,
bring
that's the thing is, if you name a couple things, you're going to get the guy at the table that's like, are we getting that?
But that's
are we
the getting thing. That? It's always
are
me.
We getting that?
Yeah, so.
And that's you. That's you, Tim. You're that guy.
I love those mozzarella sticks.
I feel like we're all a little bit.
We all have our own kink. That's the thing when you get up there.
Yeah. And that's the thing. The thing is, all you have to do is sell one person on the beer. Because if it's a party of six dudes, if I get you, if you're the drink,
but
I'm like, you want
to
get a beer?
See, that's the thing too, I guess. You're right. You're not wrong. But for us in there doing this this experiment, I'm in there for the love of the game. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. This will still be my day job. This will still be the thing paying the bills.
Oh, I get it.
I'm going out there at night swinging the bat, just having fun. You
but
know what I mean?
Yeah, I get
every
it.
Day out here is a day at the beach.
But you're a guy that likes to be the best at something. So you're going to get in there, and Jimmy fucking Bagaducci over there, who's been serving for a while, is just a little bit better than you. And you know, you're like, if I just put a little bit more time into this,
see, again,
I could be better than Jimmy Bagaducci.
I think right now I could walk off the street at Serramonte into that Wild Wings in our homemade apron, and I'd be the best person there.
Well, first off, you'd be the only person there. So like, so by default, yeah, you'd be the best server.
Yeah,
I swear to fucking God, last time we saw it, I was like, I think there's only one person working.
Yeah.
I think our waiter had to go back and fire the fucking wings themselves.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
With a clone of myself,
yeah, please do.
I would try to get him hired here and try to convince him. Like, obviously, we can't afford another me, right?
Well, he would understand the financials. Yeah,
yeah, could better than me, smarter than me,
exactly.
But there's a part of me that also wants me to just have him at home and just he's freelancing all night. He's freelancing all day and night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just crushing.
And bringing in a lot of funds, right? Whether it's art, design, whatever the fuck. He's just constantly freelancing, editing maybe. Or what if he heads up party mode? Brings it back.
Sure.
Brings it back in a strong way. Yeah, yeah.
See, I would do the opposite. If I had a clone of me, I would send his ass down to LA and be like, just start working your way through the Comedy Store. That's it. Just every fucking day, just stay at the Comedy Store, and I will fund that existence. And then until you get your name on the building,
because he's better. There. He's, fun, go he's funnier and more. Creative
then,
than
yeah,
you.
then I'll swap out with him. And
but you're gonna be
not
terrible look, when,
yeah,
you
when he's not
looking. He hasn't done the work.
Well, you know, I just
you haven't done the work
right in the back of the fucking head. Just ice pick.
But he would know that'd be your plan because he's you.
But also, how awesome would it be if I'm the opposite of you. Whereas you go out there for love of the game, I just want the recognition. So if there's a guy out there named Nick Scarpino who looks like me, people are going to go, how are you so awesome at stand-up and also quasi-mediocre at making podcasts?
Man, you like, finished that Game of or the Kind of Funny podcast at 5 o'clock, and then you're on the stage at the L.A. Comedy Show at 6:15. How did you do that?
I'm just awesome at that. I would do what they did in Multiplicity, where all of a sudden I became a perfect person because there's three of me doing all the shit I don't want to do.
She touched my peppy.
I'm worried about two Nicks. The second you realize...
That's two lawsuits.
Dude,
the second you realize that you can touch yourself, you're not leaving. Both Knicks are rendered useless.
Yeah.
Do you think
it's just an endless 69? It's
fucking
a 69
porn.
That makes
you
the
make
infinity.
I would not do that to myself. I have no desire to blow myself. But I'd blow your twin.
I got cool, Greg.
No desire.
But and again, also, you just want the recognition.
Suddenly
you have your own category on Pornhub that's just clones.
Clone porn. That's pretty cool.
Right?
Clone bone.
But I mean like clone the thing is this bone, though. The thing is the clone can't be in my house. Because my wife doesn't like me there most of the time. Having another me, she would just leave. Maybe she would leave. She would just never come
ooh,
back.
What if we just use a spare Nick to always like do the cleaning and organizing around here?
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah. If you guys hired other Nick to just clean out the prop closet all day long, I'd be fucking happy with that.
Yeah.
And other Nick would love that, by the way. Other Nick would be like what you're talking about, your calling was that. Other Nick's organizing and cleaning things was other Nick's like calling.
Nick, your straw looks so sad.
I wanted to touch base before we close out the show of how disgusting the straw
is. It looks like a wilted flower that died.
God,
it looks
gross.
Like
well,
timefall got it.
I wanted to take it out, but I didn't want the desk to get sticky.
Sure,
so
no,
I
appreciate that. I'm not making fun of you. It's just how I'm sorry about your paper straw.
It's a gross
straw. Went to Day of the Devs yesterday here in San Francisco, right? And they were like, all right, cool. Here's your 21 and over wristband. Here's your stamp. And then here's your reusable straw. And they gave me this little PlayStation branded, Day of the Devs branded like keychain. And you open it up and there's a blue straw inside. I was like, what the fuck is this?
You should have taken it out right in front of them and snapped it with your fucking
thumb. Like, you can't snap it. It's like, it's very like, ooh, it's, you know what I mean?
It's like a cigarette. Fuck you.
I don't drink enough.
Ooh, I would also use Spare Andy. I'd make a band with Spare Andy.
Would What's your band name? Be called Spandy? Spare Andy.
Candy Andy's. Andy's. Andy Mountains.
The Spares.
The Spares, that's pretty good.
The Spares is
Double Trouble.
Name. Andy's, but not plural, not
keep double entendre.
Keep them coming.
But okay, so Andy's plural possessive.
Andy squared.
Andy squared is what I was thinking.
Andy squared. Yeah. Double
Andy. The Andy effect.
There's got to be something with Cortez right there.
The Cortezes.
Dan Cortez.
Quartet. Corstet. Are those four of us?
Cortez.
Yeah. Oh,
we gotta get there.
That's really good.
That's kind of hard.
That's really
there.
Fucking good shit.
But yeah, I would do something. It would definitely be creative. Like it, the amount of times that I thought, man, if I could just have a clone of myself. That's what I always thought when I was in my band. I was like, man, if I just had a clone of myself to fucking do that thing that I am unable to do at the same time. You know what
See,
I mean?
See, that's my thing is I don't think I want a clone as much as I want the ability to like split into two, Guiji, get some stuff
Terminator
done, and
Dark
boop,
Fate.
Come back
Terminator
together.
Terminator Dark Fate.
Terminator
yeah.
Dark Fate.
You know, it'd be real cool if there was two of you. It'd make it that much easier to do the four video where you're singing and harmonizing with yourself.
Yeah,
you'd still have to do the other two, but like,
you'd also be good at wheelbarrow races, you know.
Oh,
real
good. Real
good.
I feel like of all the people here, I want to just take a second and go back to it. Like, I feel like Andy's twin would be the one that's 69ing him. I don't think that I would. Like, I feel like once they just decided to
tongue
do that,
the
they
asshole,
would never get out of bed.
I'd be doing a lot of 1v1 basketball for sure.
Oh, my God. Oh my that'd God. Be awesome.
For sure.
And you definitely all know, you know what you want to do in the situation.
Yeah,
so you know,
you're in your head. But it's also just a great workout.
It's just, you just look at them and they're staring at each other.
Well, what's
this
better,
advanced
though?
Game being played in their brain.
That's a great
scary
point
part.
Yeah.
You're eventually going to hate yourself.
Exactly.
More than usual.
You know what? Have the other one come here. I can go to Funhouse.
Oh, shit.
No, the other one's not allowed.
No, the other. We get the better one.
We own the one.
We
already
talked
to Bruce, who no longer works.
That was in his contract. That was when he left.
Hasn't been there for 4 months.
But it's Funhouse, so he's still probably the hiring manager.
Cool, Greg. What would you do with a clone of yourself?
I'll beat his ass,
yeah,
bro.
Cool. Greg would kill himself. Nah.
Yeah, no,
he would kill
yeah,
that
no, yeah. Cooler Greg, that wouldn't. Yeah,
fuck,
that,
no.
Would you want all of us to jump him?
Cool Greg and Cooler Greg.
Like if you're like
I
guys,
I might give him a fair one, but I might not. I don't know. Sleep on it.
Okay.
If he had another Cool Greg, but he was like a little bit more mellow, could we call him Chill Greg?
Cool Greg, could we call it the chiller version of you, Chill Greg?
Well, Chill for short. We'll call him Chill.
Call me anything you want.
All right. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This has been the Kind of Funny podcast each and every week for best friends gather on this table.
We
did. Each want to talk to you about whatever they want to talk about. If you like that, head on over to patreon.com/kindoffunny. You can get each and every episode early as when we record them. What are you giggling at?
I don't know why I'm laughing so hard at one of the questions we didn't read, which is, what is your favorite Mel Gibson movie?
Everyone think about that. We'll do that. We will do that in the future from Jay. Jay wanted that. And then Cody Peters from Chicago said, if you could rewrite/tweak any movie's plot, which plot from which movie would you choose?
No, that's fine.
These, of course, were submitted at
patreon.com/kindoffunny. What reptile would you want to be furry?
Yes!
Think about all that. You can submit your own topics, patreon.com/kindoffunny.
What is wrong with you?
You can get the show, the pre and post show. You can get it ad-free. If you don't want to give us any bucks and get it early, no big deal. You can get it with ads, no pre and post show. youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, podcast services around the globe each and every Friday. Until next time, we have a post show to do. It's been our pleasure to serve you.